that also coming up after the news. The workers who've been sacked from the tea factory asked to train their Polish replacements before they leave. That's nice for you. It's worth noting the mayor's words. There's a recession on and many of you are struggling to get to work. Probably hundreds of thousands of you, if not millions of you, having your journeys affected in the day of this tube strike. And as a result of this recession, unfortunately, people are losing their jobs. That's appalling. How much worse would it be if you were asked to actually train your replacements? Those were how you effectively closed out the last days of your employment. Well, that's reportedly what's been happening at Twinings Tea Factory. 263 sacked factory workers have been told, would you train the Polish replacements before you leave? This is happening up at Tyneside. Last November, Twinings announced it would be closing that plant with the loss of, as I've said, 263 jobs. Everything transferred to Poland by September of next year to pursue various efficiencies. Now it's also decided, Twinings, to bring the Polish staff to Tyneside to be trained starting next week. Obviously, one of the workers, who asked not to be named, says they're taking our jobs, but we have to train them. There's a lot of animosity here towards them. People are very angry. Let's speak to one of the union representatives involved in this. Jane Shotton is a representative with USDOR, which is the Union for Shop Distributive and Allied Workers. What are your members telling you, Ms. Shotton?
Morning, Nick. Just that they're not happy about it, and is there any way that they can refuse to do it?
Why would they want to refuse?
Because they feel very uncomfortable about it, and really, it's really like rubbing salt into the wound.
Have you had any conversation, or any of your colleagues had a conversation with Twinings?
The representatives on site are talking to the company. Now, they're advising our representatives that people are volunteering to do it, but that's not what we're hearing from our members.
What are you hearing there?
That they are being pressurised into it and being told that it's part of the terms and conditions. It's a reasonable request and they can't refuse to do it.
What do you think should be done here? Do you accept the jobs have to go, or are you even fighting that?
Well, we were fighting that. I don't accept that the jobs have to go. Twinings is a profitable, very productive plant on North Tyneside. There was no need for them to go. If Twinings had have come to us, we could have sat down and probably discussed some efficiencies. They never did that. They were looking at moving to Poland for quite a number of years before they made the announcement. I don't believe that their business plan stacks up. There is some rationale to moving some of the production to China, but as far as we're concerned, there's absolutely no reason to move production to Poland other than cheaper labour rates.
And rubbing salt in the wound, these British workers have to train their Polish replacements. Jane Shotton is the representative for USDOR. Thank you for that. Coming up on 20 minutes before 9 now. Let's get straight back to our conversation about these tube strikes. My thanks.